Are you ready to go, Charlene?
I am.
Here, we're going.
Okay.
We'll bring the conference committee together to order on Senate Joint Resolution 18. If you'll note the roll and excuse Senator Rosendale for the memento. And before you guys are
Took a look at it.
Yeah, kind of a gray copy of the old term gray bill. Placing the amendments in place there. So, Ellen, would you walk through this just real quickly and tell us what's in here? And this is a free conference committee.
Sure. Mr. Chair, members of the conference committee, I don't have the line numbers on the gray bill for you here, but you can see the language that would be stricken under the proposed language that was handed out to you at the last conference committee is in yellow, and the new language appears in red and is underlined. So the first changes are in the title. So it would say, initiate a process wherein the federal government must accomplish a balanced budget within 10 years and lower annual federal deficit spending levels. The next set of changes appears on the next page. Appears whereas the fiscal policies of the United States federal government have placed our country on an untenable path and threaten future generations of Montanans. It also strikes a little bit further down, strikes in 2011 and replaces that with has, so it would read has raised the debt ceiling 79 times since 1960. Strikes some language there on the bottom, which you can see strikes out the Medicaid expansion language. And then on the third and final page, strikes out a budget is not only a constitutional requirement, it is a fundamental responsibility and a reflection of principles and vision. And then the final changes are in the be it resolved language. So it would say, President of the United States of America to initiate a process wherein the federal government reduces annual deficit spending and accomplishes a balanced budget within 10 years. Mr. Chair, those are the changes that I have.
Thank you, Helen. And then, Helen, these amendments drafted 1802 incorporate those changes that are proposed.
Correct.
Okay. Is there any discussion or action by the committee?
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Representative.
Just a couple.
Yes.
Just a couple quick comments here. And I probably should have brought this up earlier. I just want to get a couple things on record real quick. On the original bill, the amended bill, I'm on page 2, line 17. Whereas the federal debt threatens the livelihood of Montana's veterans, being one of those veterans, I should have voiced my offense to that earlier. Some of us are doing okay, some better than others, just like anybody across the spectrum of our state. There's, you know, we got a lot of working poor and we got a lot of people who are doing okay. So it doesn't actually adversely impact veterans any worse than it does anybody else. And it seems to me like that line, you know, really was meant to, you know, I guess play on people's sensitivities by throwing the word veteran in there. So I should have voiced that earlier, and I apologize, but I just want to get that out there now. the other thing is I've not voted for this legislation in any form, and I doubt I will either. Even though I support a balanced budget amendment, if that came across, I would be a strong proponent of that. But sitting down on appropriations, I've got a front row seat on how this legislature has behaved fiscally, and you know, generally there's, and I don't want to, and I'm not meant to embarrass anybody or anything like that, but there are people in this room who have supported, you know, tax cuts to the tune of about $200 million, while at the same time bringing spending bills of over $50 million, which means their particular budget is about $250 million out of balance, and then it gets sent down to appropriations, and it's kind of our job to clean up all that. So I haven't seen a whole lot of responsibility, you know, fiscal responsibility, at least on the floor of the House. And for us to put together something like this and kind of thumb our nose at the federal government, I don't know that it's really warranted. And some of the language I think is a little bit harsh. So I'll just get that on record. say my piece. But other than that, I think the amendments improve what we started with. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, have these amendments been moved? Did you move these at the last?
I have not yet, so I'd be happy.
Don't we need that?
We should move the bill, the resolution, and then the amendments. I'd prefer that. I mean, we can talk, but.
Did you want to do it, or should
no?
You?
I didn't want to do it. But go ahead.
Well, I probably can understand why, but for the sake of the process, the procedure, Mr. Chairman, I move the amendments as presented.
Okay. If you would move the Senate.
Yes, you do need the number, don't you?
The Senate Joint Resolution 18.
Mr. Chairman, I move the amendment SJ001802. Okay. .AHT.
And right. The bill as amended?
Okay. And therefore, yeah. Well, we'll adopt the amendments first.
Okay.
And then we'll go to, yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Can we call a question on?
Well, yeah, you know, we kind of need Senator Rosendale here. I do have his proxy, though, come to think of it.
Well, if you have his proxy, let's
roll.
Lock and roll.
Okay.
Roll call vote, please.
Yes. So let's have a roll call vote on adopting the Amendment 1802. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion, we'll have a roll call, please.
Chairman Thomas?
Yes.
Senator Rosendale?
He votes aye.
Senator Barrett?
No.
Representative Halverson?
Yes.
Representative Howard?
Yes.
Representative McCarthy?
No.
Okay, so that motion carries adopting that. Is there a motion on the bill as amended?
Mr. Chairman, I move the adoption of Senate Joint Resolution 18 as amended.
Very good. Any further discussion?
Question?
Okay, question has been called. We'll do a roll call on the resolution, on the motion to adopt Senate Joint Resolution as amended in this free conference committee.
Chairman Thomas?
Yes.
Senator Rosendale?
He votes aye. By proxy.
Senator Barrett?
No.
Representative Halverson?
Yes.
Representative Howard?
Yes.
Representative McCarthy?
No.
Motion carries.
Okay, that motion is carried. So we'll report the conference committee out to the floors, the respective houses, and go from there. So I think we're good to go here in this. Senator Barrett.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the members who voted for it will sign the conference committee report, but
correct.
Those of us who voted against it will not. Is that correct?
Correct. You don't add. That's a typical process. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you guys very much. Appreciate you coming back
too
again.
Too late.